Welcome to the Emotional Journey Podcast. I'm your host, Tyra. Join me in exploring life's unspoken battles where faith and feelings intertwine. Whether it's navigating identity, boosting emotional intelligence, or deepening your faith, you are not alone. Let's journey together towards growth and a stronger connection to self. So get comfortable, grab your notebook, and let's begin. Welcome back to another episode. I hope you are having a blessed week. Currently, right now, I am getting over an illness, so bear with me. Again, this weather is crazy. First, I want to start by giving a shout out to our new listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for everyone who has shared the podcast. As we just continue to go forward, I just say continue to share, continue to rate us wherever you are listening. So yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's get into the show. Our topic for this week is patience, and I'm gonna start with the definition. I'm gonna take it back a little bit. So patience is actually the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, suffering, without getting angry or upset. And the reason why I really wanted to talk about this is the most important part is that without getting angry or upset. Because patience, like having patience and the need for patience, a lot of times can be very triggering. You know, when we feel angry, that's triggering. When we feel upset, that's triggering. So patience goes out the window when we're triggered. It's funny because when everything is going our way, patience is easy to demonstrate. And I even think about in my own life, when things are good, I can be patient. It's like when they start to get tough, that's when the patience is a little shaky, right? And the true test of our patience really comes when something is literally being delayed, when we are in some type of trouble, or when we're suffering in some way, shape, or form. For example, if a flight gets delayed, or when a car cuts us off in traffic, or even when we get treated unfairly, or something causes us to experience an uncomfortable or triggering emotion, that's when that patience is tested. So take a minute to really think about your patience. When is your patience tested? I have a little story time, of course. And I think about when I was preparing for this episode, I think about this journey that we are on in teaching our son patience. This is one of the toughest things to teach, especially to him at this age. The toughest thing that I've tried to teach him until this day. It's still a work in progress, of course, but I want to break it down a little bit. Because children are actually very self-centered. They come into this world, life is all about them. And so it's almost getting them to unlearn a very natural survival skill that they have. And they really only care about what they want, when they want it, until they get to, let's say, between ages 7 and 11. That's about the time where things kind of start to click for them. And so my son is still 5. So knowing what I know about his development helps me speak to him and guide him through life at a level that he can understand, right? And I understand that it's going to take him some time, but I'm slowly kind of laying down this foundation that he will need to kind of build him up to where he will, at a certain point, he'll be able to understand what patience is. And because I know that patience comes from this position of power, and a lot of us adults are not very patient, or we have moments where we are not practicing patience. And it's funny because until his frontal lobe is fully developed, which it won't be developed until about age 25 for girls, he won't fully be able to grasp or understand patience in its entirety. So right now, everything that we're doing is just laying the foundation. And so how much patience does that require, knowing that he won't be fully developed to understand patience until he's like 25? It's crazy. And so because I know that, because I'm aware, it's honestly not that surprising that it's hard to teach him, because he doesn't have the skill. So like, because I'm informed, I know he doesn't have the skill, it's easy for me to process the fact that, okay, well, he's not getting it right now. Cool. I'm able to meet him where he is. I don't give him more than he can handle, nor do I expect more than what's developmentally appropriate. And so what happens when we're not developed in that way, or we don't have that skill, certain things are just easier for us. Meaning, you might see some people who are very revengeful, who like to start trouble or like to get their get back. That's a big thing. People be like, you got to get your get back. That's what I used to hear in Chicago public schools. They always be like, no, I'm going to get my get back. And so that's easy. It's easy to get revenge. It's easy to start trouble. It's easy to give into your impulses when you are a child, because that is a survival tool. An impulse that a baby has is to cry when they're hungry, right? And so these are natural impulses that we have. At a certain point, it doesn't work anymore. But patience actually requires so much self-restraint and careful thinking. It requires you to be in an executive functioning state and not an impulsive survival state. And when you lose patience, that's actually a sign of weakness. And remember, what do we do when we feel weak, when we know we are weak? God's strength. Okay, come on, because we already talked about it. Our human nature can make waiting for God's perfect timing a difficult thing to do. All in all, that's really what it comes down to. And the problem with that is we often find it so difficult to wait for anything or anyone. We are in this time of instant gratification. We want what we want, and we want it now. Y'all know that commercial where it's like, it's my money and I need it now. Like, that's literally us with everything in life. And of course, we're in this time with all this modern technology. We got AI. We got cars that drive themselves. We can get to where we're going. We don't need a driver. And so oftentimes we're able to get exactly what we want when we want it. But the consequences of this, unfortunately, is that we're not only losing our patience, we're losing our capacity to be patient, but we're also finding it extremely difficult to discern God's timing. Because when you think about it, due season is God's season, not our season. We are in a hurry, but guess what? God isn't. And so I want to give you points and to make this very practical so you can understand patience a little more, and also understand how God, how we can be a little more patient in our own lives so we can continue to strengthen that muscle. Because if we don't use it, honestly, how does it build? If we're not intentional, how does our patience grow in this environment where we get everything instantly? And so point number one, patience is a spiritual fruit. In scripture, we know that God is pleased with us when we display patience. How many scriptures talk about patience, talk about waiting patiently for him? God is good for those who wait for him. And our patience often, a lot of times, y'all, I'm gonna be very, very honest, but our patience often reveals our trust for God, our trust in his timing. How often are we questioning God's timing? Which brings me to point number two. He takes his time to do things right, meaning he lays a solid foundation before he attempts to build a building. Literally, like what I'm doing with my son, he's not ready to develop this full skill, but I still have to slowly lay that foundation before we can fully teach and expect him to know every single thing about what it means to wait, the emotions that come with waiting. He's just not there yet. And God is very patient with us in that way, where he's going to lay that foundation. He's going to do it in the right way. He knows where we are spiritually. He's going to take his time and do it right, because he's not in a hurry on his time. He's not afraid to make us wait. He's not afraid of the emotions that we feel while we're waiting. And that brings me to point number 3. We are God's building under construction. Think about it. He is the master builder, and he knows what he's doing. We might not know what he's doing, but he does. And I always relay it back to me being a parent. My son doesn't always understand what I'm saying when I'm telling him certain things. He doesn't get it yet. He doesn't understand that we're laying a foundation. He doesn't understand that sometimes he's going to have to wait, and it's going to make him angry, and that's okay. And like, how do we work through the anger? You know, you're strong enough to wait. It's okay to be angry about having to wait. And so God is that master builder. He knows exactly what he's doing, even if we don't know. And that has to be good enough for us. We have to trust that he's the master builder. We have to trust his timing. We have to be satisfied to know that we know the one who knows. Like, the one who knows everything loves and adores us. He's the master builder. His timing is right. And we can trust in that. We can be secure in that. We can be satisfied in that. Though it might make us angry, though it might be frustrating, when we are able to show that fruit of his spirit, when we're able to be intentional about praying, when we see that we don't, when we see that we are not a reflection of patience, when we see that we are not exemplifying his fruit, when we're intentional about praying that thing over ourselves and just being honest, like, Lord, help me be patient. Lord, give me the wisdom, give me the discernment to know when I need to be patient and when I need to move. Show me what that looks like. Literally have your way. And so those are our 3 points. And I want to go ahead and jump right into the question of the week. Ask yourself, do you know the master builder enough to trust in his plan, even though when he hasn't shown you the plans yet? Meaning, do you trust him? Do you know him enough to move? To move blindly, even when you don't see it? To follow his light even when the path hasn't been lit all the way. If you find yourself thinking like, I don't think I know him enough, maybe start in there. Starting with working on your trust in him, doing a devotional surrounding trust, praying, Lord, help me trust you more so that I can be patient. Lord, help me to understand what being patient even feels or looks like. And I want to go ahead and close us on out. I want to leave off on this note. When we question God's timing, it's often because we're looking for guidance or deliverance from difficult situations, right? And understand that you can rest assured that your Father, your Heavenly Father, knows exactly where you are in your life at every single moment. He either put you in that situation or is allowing us to be in that specific situation all for his own perfect purpose. His timing is perfect. Sometimes it's not going to feel good though. Sometimes it's going to hurt. Sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to feel like suffering. It's going to feel like waiting. But his timing is so perfect. A lot of times, God is using the trials that you're experiencing to strengthen the patience for all of us, all of his children, every single one of us. He's literally allowing our faith to mature and to become complete. That's literally what he's doing when he's allowing certain things. And so, yes, living a soft life, of course you want to do that. But also understand that God's timing and that his plans are so perfect that we could never imagine how we would grow. We would never grow if it was up to us. We would never do things that are uncomfortable. We wouldn't put ourselves in harm's way or any type of suffering or anything like that, because who wanna do that? And so remember that a lot of the things that maybe he's allowing are to strengthen you, strengthen your patience, and allow your faith to grow so that you can also share that faith, share your testimony, and become more complete for his plan and his purpose. All right? I cannot believe this is episode 7. We only have 3 more episodes of this season. That is insane. I will be talking to y'all next week. Have a great week. Bye.